You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Jeremy, they're making a sequel to The Joker that had,
Joaquin Phoenix
in it. A movie that I thought was okay, but again, like every DC movie that comes out, whenever it's not terrible, everyone loses their mind. Kind of like the Batman, the one with the Twilight Kid. Like,
I kind of like that one.
It was all right.
It was all right. It wasn't a bad movie, but it's like because DC has such a bad track record, everyone's like, oh my God, it's the greatest. And I'm like, just relax, relax. The only DC movie that's come out in the last, there's only two of them that have come out in the last, since The Dark Knight,
right.
That I was like, okay, this is legitimately good. One is Teen Titans Go, the movie. I know a lot of you guys don't watch that, but like, hey, it was really funny. And then the other one was The Suicide Squad that James Gunn did with John Cena in it. And
yeah, I ended up not seeing that one because I hated the first one.
So you didn't see it? All right, I'll go.
All right, come on.
You can't see me?
Thank you.
Yeah. That one is excellent. It's excellent. If you watch the TV series Peacemaker on Max, I guess now it's Max, it's excellent. You need to watch it
because
it's James Gunn. So it's like, imagine if like Heyday Marvel had DC content.
Into it. So I will watch it.
And they curse. It's all rated R. So.
They pretty much treated it like Deadpool, right?
Yes.
But they didn't break the fourth wall on that.
No, but...
I mean, are you a Boys guy? The Boys?
I am the Boys.
I'm watching again because I had watched in the pandemic, then I kind of fell off, but I'm rewatching like season two to the end right now.
Did you watch the spinoff series?
I have not.
About the university?
No.
You have to watch it because it's totally going to tie in.
Okay.
Excellent. But Joker 2 is coming out.
Yes, it is.
And it's a musical.
I was born for this moment. Because The Dark Knight is still one of my favorite movies ever. I had a Joker poster on my room as a teenager, on the wall of my room as a teenager.
You had a lot of posters.
I did.
Because I
had a whole poster
in Mr.
wall.
In Mr. Crate, he talked about other posters that he had in his wall.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever had a poster on my wall.
Jeremy's walls look like the walls of this.
I had a poster.
Yeah. No, that's accurate.
I had a poster. Oh, what poster, buddy?
Jessica Simpson, Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mostly had like Bruce Springsteen, the
Bruce
Joker.
Springsteen,
yeah, the boss. Sure.
Yeah, the boss.
You're like 12 years old,
dude. Springsteen's my guy. That was my first concert with Springsteen.
Were you like seven Max years Weinberg? Old, just like toe tapping?
I was
Bruce?
Six. Yeah, I was Clarence six. Clemens. I went to the Rising tour. It was great. I loved it. And a white sports journalist at that. I mean, come on, I fit in with everybody. Come on up.
So Jeremy's walls were just pictures of white guys.
Yeah, pretty much. So, or face painted. So I had the Joker poster on.
Wait, face painted?
Yeah, the Joker.
Yeah.
So
not that kind of face painted.
Yeah, no, very different. But yeah, so I didn't really like the first Joker. I thought that some of the themes were sort of heavy handed. I didn't really like this Joker movie. I loved Heath Ledger as the Joker, but this first Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, I thought. He was good.
Where he was walking up the stairs in the preview or down the stairs.
Yeah, his performance was good, but the movie was bad. And then it came out that Lady Gaga was going to be in the sequel. And everyone was like, what's that about? And then the report came out that it was going to be a musical.
Now,
and how about this? A jukebox musical at that.
What is a jukebox
musical?
So
this is what I'm excited about. A jukebox musical means that it's taking songs that you already know not original
songs. So like Rock of Ages is a jukebox musical?
Similar to Rock of Ages. Moulin Rouge is a jukebox musical, which I actually just saw when I was on my honeymoon in London. We saw Moulin Rouge, and it was spectacular.
Is this one of those things where they... Look at me,
you play white guys as well.
Yeah, you can play anything. Yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, white women.
Yeah.
White woman. White.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Is this one of those ones where like they do a whole scene where there's a song and then they all go about as if they didn't just sing?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I hate that in musicals. All
right, I'm out. Okay.
No, that's sing why it for like 5 minutes and then like we're back and no one talks.
That's
about
why this is gonna be. That's why this is gonna be so ridiculous.
Right. Like this is how it goes. This is why it's gonna be so ridiculous. This is why it's gonna be so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Bam. But how ridiculous?
Well, I mean, look, you guys are.
How's the movie going?
You guys just don't like musicals in general because every musical
confirmed
does that. Right. So guilty. that's why this is so funny because right, like the Joker, first one, really brought in an audience because it was kind of sympathetic to the whole like not mental health, incel community and like them replying with violence and like that's the people who loved the Joker. And so to do a 180 and turn it into a jukebox musical with Lady Gaga. Like, are you guys ready?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. When you say jukebox musicals, songs that we already know, does this mean it's going to be like Glee where they're singing?
Yes. Exactly like that.
I hate it.
And I love it.
I hate it when people sing covers.
It's why I was born for this moment. Are you ready? Are you ready for a moment where you're going to have like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker singing Creep by Radiohead mashed up with Lady Gaga singing like Fix You by Coldplay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say mashed up by Lady Gaga singing Creep by TLC.
Jeremy's more excited about this than David was about A-Rod getting the Timberwolves.
No, this is literally content that's made specifically for me. You've got the Joker, you've got a jukebox musical. This is everything I've ever wanted. It's so Glee coded. I love it.
Yeah,
and
no.
Yeah, this is everything I don't want. Yeah,
right,
it's the opposite of what I want.
And I can tell you, the audience of this show, they're gonna hate it, which is why I love it.
So the director was like, "All right, the movie mixed reviews. Some people liked it, some people didn't. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do a complete 180.
Yeah,
we're
gonna get a totally different audience.
We're gonna get people doing whatever." Why not?
I will say from a money-making standpoint, you got your audience with the first one who's going to want to see the sequel to it, and now you're recruiting a completely different audience to see it now, so it might do really well at the box office.
Is it Todd Phillips again?
I believe it is.
Okay. I'll give it a chance because it's Todd Phillips. He's a funny guy.
You let me know.
Yeah. When it comes out on Max.
If you let me know, you'd be like, nah, not for you.
We'll watch it when it comes out on Max.
All right. You're not joking. Nope. You're not joking. You're not joking.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear.
Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.